Which is ironic because he works with Crowley now that I think about it.
I also have a low tolerance for BS.
Apparently, you're making it sound like talking about Aiyuk is like taking years off your life.
I got Gentile texting me, making fun of me, saying he hopes it never ends.
Yeah. Well, I don't hope it never ends, but you have.
I said I'm merely a bystander here, and he said you're driving the white Bronco right now. That was his response. I said I'm an innocent bystander to all this. You've had all the scoops, and he basically said I'm Al Cowlings on this one.
I mean, I don't think Mark needs any help right now because I think that McAfee's going to hire him anyways.
Yes.
So he actually has an interesting decision here. If he does think he has Aiyuk information, he can put it out there. And if it's right, it's only going to raise his profile and raise his own price, you would think.
Correct.
But if he puts it out there and it ends up being wrong, then maybe that scares people off. But
I don't think McAfee will be scared off in the slightest.
So you know what? Now that we're talking about this out loud, he's almost bulletproof.
Mark?
Yes. Because
talk about stepping in you know what and emerging wearing a tan suit.
I mean,
here.
It really makes it really makes you think that long ago he could have just gone and worked for Pat maybe a year or two ago. What he didn't need the Athletic.
Maybe Pat just figured he's happy where he is. I don't need to offer him anything. Maybe he just wanted to toss him a lifeline right now. But big life preserver with Boston Connor and Tone Diggs' heads on it.
So you don't think that this has anything to do with Aiyuk then? You think he's just...
It could. No, I think it could.
He texted me back.
Who's he?
Mark,
okay.
He was on with Joe. And he said it does have to do with Aiyuk.
There you go.
Okay.
So what is Mark saying about it then?
Yeet. That's what he's saying.
That sounds like it's normally used
sounds like Mark
a
thinks
positive
it's happening.
Connotation.
So Mark thinks there's a good chance of it happening then.
I would imagine he's not saying yeet as in the deal is completely dead. Aiyuk's just going to go back to San
Unless
Francisco.
He feels like you about it and thinks it's a terrible decision to bring him in.
In which case,
thank God that they're not doing this. The 49ers have done the Steelers a massive favor.
Right.
Thank you.
Then
Jed
again,
York,
though, Mark
thank
is
you,
he's
Mrs.
negative
DeBartolo.
On everything. Yeah, Denise DeBartolo York, Jed York's mom. She could be the one. You said you talked about the kind of people over there who have the power to stop one of these deals from happening.
Well,
she is Malsy, technically.
Where are all these Youngstown people? When you had.
I've got
when the 49ers
Eastern
came
Ohio,
here, you said, oh, the 49ers invaded Aperture Stadium because
I've
they're
got
so
greater
close
Youngstown,
in Youngstown
sources telling me stuff.
So why haven't we during all this been hit over the head with all these well-connected people in Youngstown telling us, I actually do know the 49ers' perspective on this because I go to the same hair salon as Mrs. DeBartolo, or I deliver flowers to her home, or we eat at the same Italian restaurant on Friday nights. Speaking of the 49ers, David Lombardi, who covers them, let me see for what outlet. The Athletic, Cavalli's favorite place. He writes, sounds like the 49ers might want a firm decision from Aiyuk.
It sounds like his firm decision is to say, no, I don't want to play for you.
The last thing they want is for this to drag out. We've long looked at
I think
at
we
mid-
passed that point a long time ago, pal.
Well, this thing is
dragging out plenty.
Let David Lombardi finish his thoughts here, please. For all we know, this is a relative of Vince. We've long looked at mid-August as a deadline of sorts if they didn't want this to creep too close to the regular season. So they are apparently invoking the artificial deadline. The Steelers have been notorious for the artificial deadline.
The Steelers' artificial
deadline. We don't do contracts once the season starts.
Well, it's such an artificial deadline that it's become real. They've never done one.
Right.
So it's actually a real deadline. Even though it's artificial in nature, they could choose.
Like, is it in their employee handbook that they hand out? Like, hey, this is the.
When you adhere to something as rigidly as they do, even though it is a complete artifice, eventually it becomes sort of real because you're treating it as such. Sure, there's nobody stopping you from doing it except yourself. But if you're the one stopping you, then it's a pretty real deadline. And deadlines spur action, which is why we should have an Aiyuk resolution at least within the next 3 weeks.
Well, I hope it's not tonight when I'm at the school bus demolition derby at the Washington County Fair.
What is the least convenient time for it to happen to you?
That baby's going to drop at 6:30 and my night's going to be made until about 8:45.
I honestly do hope that it happens at like a point in time where your phone is like accidentally turned off or something. People are frantically trying to get a hold of you and you are blissfully unaware of it.
I mean, do you really think that I'm going to be that transfixed by the school bus demolition derby? I've never been to a demolition derby in my life. What am I in store for?
Things to be demolished. You don't know what a demolition derby is? Also, it sounds
what
like
are the
that's
rules?
It sounds like that's tomorrow night.
Yeah,
tonight.
You're right. It's Wednesday, August 14th.
What is it tonight? It's hot like semis?
It's like junk cars that...
hot semi.
It's just junk cars that like, ram into each other.
Yeah.
What, a hot semi?
No, demolition derby.
Oh, hot, dude.
But what are the rules of it, though?
I don't really think there are.
There are no rules?
Yeah.
You just bash into each other?
When your car stops, like, functioning, basically?
Yeah, I mean, so, like, where I grew up, it was legitimately right next door to where they had demolition derbies.
You were right in the heart
week.
Of demolition derby
country.
Oh,
I was, baby. New Alexandria, that is the heart of demolition derby country out in Salem Township, my man. But, yeah, basically, like, the car...
What speedways out there? Learner, not,
There's Keystone,
No, Jennerstown's way out there, right?
Yeah, it's not near those.
Where's Lernerville?
It's not that one either.
Okay.
But yeah, basically, once a car, like, stops, once a car is dead, the guy's just out. So it's basically whichever vehicle
it's a last man standing
it.
Thing for
yeah.
vehicles.
It's a last man standing right, Royal Rumble, whatever you want to call it.
Is this an ignorant question? Are these are these one use only vehicles?
No, like, they're like old junkers. No, you could then
but
like
if they
presumably
get beaten up so badly that they don't work anymore in the race and they
I think part of the
take
beauty
them back to the
part of the beauty's fixing
shop
them
and
up.
They fix them.
I think part of the beauty's fixing them
they
up.
They fix them up for that next run a couple weeks later.
Oh, here it is, Keystone Raceway Park. My goodness. Boy.
Is this just for fun, or are there legitimately people out there that are making big money?
No, they're looking to get drafted
derbies?
into the pro demolition derby.
I don't know if I'd say big money, but
drafted.
I mean, yeah, normally people that win, I don't know.
Are they old heads that are driving them?
I mean, probably guys that are like my age.
I know a dude named Rich who lives kind of out that way, like Connellsville. I don't think he has a demolition derby car, but he absolutely has like one of those, you know, old looking sports cars that he's been working on forever that he enters into races.
Thursday night at Washington County, koi drag racing. So they're just taking those big fish and letting them. What is that all about? Right.
Wait, spell the koi in koi.
K-O-I drag racing.
No, KOI has got to be an acronym for whatever drag racing organization it is. We're not taking fish. Putting rockets on their tails. What's wrong with you?
I think KOI is just like the company or brand.
Yeah. Oh. It's probably Keystone Operating Industries or something. And then they just get those dragsters.
They bring those fish and they just toss them on asphalt. Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
Amanda said there would be animals there. One. Amanda said there would be a lot of animals at this thing. Tonight.
Yeah, probably like a petting zoo, right? Something like that.
Oh, yeah. And you'll walk through like the...
I'm genuinely
they'll
intrigued.
Like the barn set up and those.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've never been to a county fair.
Stella's
going to
absolutely love it. I would wear a pair of you know what kickers, though.
I'm wearing exactly what I have on now.
Oh, they're going to call you city slicker and everything, man. They are going to absolutely eat you for lunch. You got like your slick little polo shirt on.
It's in Washington County. You get some Peters Township folk out there. They're not exactly going out there with their overalls on and. Wrangler jeans and whatnot and cowboy hats.
I'd toss on a pair of jeans, some boots.
Right. But he's,
a hat,
well, he's got jeans
and an
on.
Old ratty shirt.
Actually, he looks like he's got like five pocket pants on, like a pair of Lululemon specials over there.
I got
there.
These at Nordstrom.
Oh.
What are you laughing about in there?
They're all shopping at Nordstrom down that
I'm
way.
I'm just picturing like somebody at this fair asking Pony where he got his pants. Oh, I got him at Nordstrom.
Oh, me too. Neiman Marcus for these. Grab these bad boys at Lord & Taylor.
You're stereotyping these people so bad. Okay?
Oh, come on. I'm making fun of you is what I'm doing.
Donnie, see if you can dig up what Cabali told Starkey about this Aiyuk thing. It would be a massive coup for Mark to get a giant story as a free agent. Do you want to talk about that's like betting on that's the epitome of betting on yourself. That's like Joe Flacco winning a Super Bowl in the last year of his contract. He breaks the cover off this thing. He gets everything right about it.
He'll have people lining up.
Oh my God.
And then McAfee, I think, just to spite the people lining up, will just pay him more.
Yep. Your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC. Get your heart screened today. Mulzi is hating all the Aiyuk stuff. He's also hating what's going on with Broderick Jones.
Yes, I am.
He's getting jerked around. And it sounds like the Steelers are not learning from their mistakes with guys like Kevin Dotson. And I was talking to somebody last night about this. I do think there's some pent-up frustration on Jones's part now that he's in year two as a former first-round pick, and he's still going back and forth. And the guy who was a fourth-round pick apparently cannot do that. The guy that was drafted probably to be tackle.
Oh, okay, yes. Is getting treated like he was the first-round pick drafted to be their left tackle of the future.
And this whole thing where it's the die has been cast on Fautanu as the right tackle in Atlanta. Chris, he didn't even play right tackle last year.
Correct.
He was a left tackle at Washington. Yes. So it's a new position. I get he's older, and I get he's refined, and
he's just made the transition to the pros in certain ways that have nothing to do with on the field, than Jones, but whatever.
But still, it's...
He was the worst. Like, somebody broke down every offensive tackle taken in the first round their initial preseason game. I think he was the only guy to allow multiple pressures and allow a sack.
He did not get good grades. I saw both NFL and CBS Sports, NFL.com and CBS Sports put out rookie performances, first round rookies. How did they do in week one? And I saw a C for Fautanu from one of them and a B from the other. Do you have PFF's grade on him? What
no,
did they
but
say
I can
about
get
him?
It.
Did they like his game? I mean, it would just be...
Looked obvious to me that he wasn't... He had like one block in space where I think Charlie Batch kind of yelped and like said, hey, nice block right there. I didn't feel like he was balling out. And I liked the pick too. I thought he was good.
And look, I like the idea of them accelerating the timetable on a young guy with a lot of college starts. But even I would say, if the Steelers decided that because he was hurt, that they didn't want to start him week one in Atlanta, I could actually understand that now. I wouldn't love it. I still want, for 17 games, Jones to be their left tackle and Fautanu to be their right tackle, but I understand how his injury would throw a monkey wrench into those plans and delay him getting into the lineup. I also think it's very peculiar that Jones played more than anybody else in the first preseason game.
Almost like a punishment.
Yeah, or like, we got to see it from you. And it was mostly at right tackle, Chris.
Fautanu graded a 63.7 overall from PFF, although they had him listed at left tackle for the game. 53.9 pass blocking, that ain't good. 66 run blocking, that's pretty good. But they didn't love him. They thought he was about average, maybe
nothing. So when they go with an offensive lineman day one, they didn't do it with DeCastro under Tomlin. They didn't do it with Jones, obviously. They did it with Pouncey. The guy blew them away.
Mm-hmm.
He knocked them off their feet. You want to tell me Fautanu's done that in practice? Okay. But he didn't in the game. And wouldn't the ultimate irony be, could you imagine if Fautanu with all these preseason
Jones,
snaps.
By the way, graded worse. According to PFF, they liked his pass blocking. They hated his run blocking.
Could you imagine if with all those missed preseason reps as a rookie,
mm-hmm.
Fautanu still starts week one and Frazier doesn't?
It'll be strange.
And they go with Herbig.
I don't know. I feel like even though they put the snap stuff on Fields, the fumbles, I feel like that didn't. It didn't help Herbig, let's put it that way.
What did they give Frazier for a grade PFF in game one?
Let's see. By the way, while I'm digging this up, I think it's garbage that Dan Moore is being catered to this degree, Pony. He can't play the other... Since when... I have the Frazier grades, just wait a second. Since when does an inability, a complete, fully acknowledged by everyone involved inability to play one of the two spots mean that you get preferential treatment? If the other guy's a first-round pick you drafted as a left tackle because you loved his upside, if he's the other guy involved here, wouldn't the sensible thing be, I don't care, I'm Mike Tomlin, I'm your line coach, I don't care if you can't play right tackle, you're going to learn or you're going to be off this team. Instead, they are, Jones being so physically gifted that he can do either one of them right now, is being used against him. They should be giving him first team left tackle reps right now. I don't give a rat's ass what Dan Moore needs or can do. Zach Frazier got a 73. They liked him. They thought he did everything well.
3 minutes ago, Kabali eyeball emoji.
So I'll just put it this way, and this is probably the most I can give you. There's been some rumblings today about the Aiyuk to the Steelers.
Some rumblings? We're on rumblings watch now. Mark loses his job.
That was a 4.9 earthquake that happened in California.
Mark
yesterday.
Loses his job at The Athletic, and he's just deluged with rumblings. Chris Halik from DK.
Didn't he say that they were in on Tyreek Hill?
He did. Source confirms the Steelers and 49ers have a deal in place on a potential trade that would bring Brandon Aiyuk to Pittsburgh. However, the 49ers have yet to sign off on the trade to make it official.
Didn't he also poo-poo your reporting on this initially?
I don't know. I haven't kept those receipts. Should I be?
Yeah, why aren't you trying to bury anyone who challenged you on this?
Because I'm really not a vengeful, spiteful guy.
That's a good thing I don't have all the sources you do, because I am vengeful and spiteful. Caleb has photoshopped a koi with racing wheels on it.
Do you think it's going to be frowned upon if I'm at the hot semis tonight and I'm just on my phone constantly looking for
I hope it's
Aiyuk news
be frowned
or
on.
Texting people frowned about upon. It?
Well, no, everyone there is going to know you and they're going to ask you for updates.
You know, so you think that the hot semi crowd at the Washington County Fair is equally invested in
They're a Steeler crowd.
Aiyuk, okay.
Yeah, they're a football crowd. They want to know. I don't know if they're a scuttlebutt crowd. I don't know if they're like a gossipy crowd. I think, but you've made everybody a gossipy crowd about this.
Someone texted in and said, how many people will Pony run into tonight wearing overalls with no undershirts? I mean, come on, people.
What, is Vince Wilfork going to be there?
What are we doing here?
Hillbilly Jim.
You think the Washington County Fair is a bunch of just people that get right off the farm?
Landon Roberts showed up wearing the overalls, no shirt, like shirtless overalls look too. That I feel like was more of a statement. Wilfork's is more of like, I'm Vince Wilfork and look at me, I'm a very large man, I'm going to do this. What do you make, by the way, last thing on Jones, what do we make of the fact that Jerry wrote this story up, like sort of praising Dan Moore and suggesting it's a competition, but then basically undercut his entire premise and said, yeah, still very unlikely the Steelers are going to bench Broderick Jones because they started him 11 games and he acquitted himself pretty well.
Time for another chapter in the PM Team's Camp Chronicles.
At 3:30, time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you. I'm an idiot. I thought there was Steelers practice today. There's not. They have one more tomorrow. They took a Tuesday off day.
People get in your mentions to tell you you screwed that up?
Yeah.
I think you got to take that as a W, though. They care enough to tell you when you make a very modest mistake.
I've had a lot of people in my mentions telling me about mistakes lately.
But you'll get the last laugh on every single one of them.
How should that laugh sound? Don?
How should his last laugh sound when Aiyuk eventually gets dealt to the Steelers,
I think it
thus
should
ending
actually,
my misery?
You should just try to copy the Pirates laugh. Like the old Pirates laugh.
How's it sound? I don't know if I've heard it before.
I'm not going to be able to do it because I'm not good enough at replicating it. I know that's what you're shooting for here. Isn't that apparently Bob Walk?
What?
Smeltzer told me that is Bob Walk's laugh.
Joe Smeltzer of Penn State.
Yes.
America's
Insider.
Sweetheart.
He told me the old school Pirates laugh that you'll hear at the games. He said that's Bob Walk.
I'm calling shenanigans on that. Anyways, Brian Batko is here for Camp Chronicles. Hello, Brian.
Tony, I think you should do the Eric laugh from Billy Madison.
That's a good
one. The one that Carl imitates.
Donnie loved that. Donnie was laughing through the glass here when you said that one, Brian.
Isn't Carl the guy that interrupted the potential makeout session there?
Yeah. Carl, good to see you.
Yeah. Anyways, Brian, let's talk about...
What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out where I want to go with this.
Or you do the laugh at the beginning of Crazy Train. Is Ozzy Osbourne, where's he? Is he from the Bay Area, or did I make that up?
He's from England.
Yeah, he's English.
Is he from the Bay Area? Yeah, he's from Oakland.
You know, overseas, it's getting... You're getting into some unfamiliar territory for my musical taste there.
You might be the only person in the United States who didn't know that Ozzy Osbourne was English. You really might be. That's like me thinking Molly Hatchet was an actual person and not just the name of a band.
I disagree. I think it's generational. You think intern Sonny Gray is going to come in here and tell you where Ozzy Osbourne's from? He's probably going to ask you, was he in the Oilers minor league system?
Yeah, who was he playing for? Was he in the WHA?
What's his band, Black Sabbath?
Yes. Blacks.
Not my style of music.
All right, let me ask you this, Brian. Yeah, well, yeah, I know. You post a lot of stories with rap, so I know you're more of a hip-hop guy. Are you disappointed in intern Dom that he had no idea what the Holy Roller play was?
He basically did
Webster's defines the Holy Roller as and just stalled for about 30 solid seconds before he finally admitted he knew nothing about it.
I think Brian likes intern Dom. I think he's...
Yeah, I mean, we're...
But I'm asking, are you disappointed that he didn't know what that very infamous play is?
Not from a generational standpoint, but Dom, the little I know of him and have spoken with him and followed him online, he seems like he's kind of a football and sports geek. So in that sense, I probably would have pegged him for knowing that one.
Brian, are you like Mark Caballi hearing rumblings about Brandon Ayuk coming to the Steelers? You hearing rumblings?
I mean,
chatter,
not
maybe?
Today, but it seems like, again, with the ball being over in San Fran's court, which everybody seems to agree on, the only thing I wonder about is, are the Niners treating this a little bit like how the Ravens treated the Lamar situation a couple years ago, where they feel like they need to drive Brandon Ayuk all the way to the edge of the cliff and basically dangle him over it before pulling him back and trying to get the best deal for themselves? That to me would be the only minor caveat of this not going the Steelers' way.
I mean, so you ultimately think that he ends up on the Pittsburgh Steelers, correct?
I do. I'm just not discounting one of the more shrewd front offices in the league. And, you know, I never thought the Ravens and Lamar would see eye to eye again. They figured a way to patch it up, but Lamar probably in a different stratosphere from Ayuk as a player.
Would you change your Steelers win total on the season if they got Brandon Ayuk?
Maybe by one, but I still just don't think the combination of QB play and O-line play is going to be enough to really make them a true contender in my mind.
I think he's like wide receiver 18 or so in the league. I think Pony has him more in the, 9 to 12 range?
Correct.
Who's closer to the mark or closer to Brian Batko's opinion of Brandon Ayuk, the actual player?
I think you, Mulzy. Mm. I don't have a list in front of me, but I did try to go through it the other day, and I was really having a hard time talking myself into making him a top 10 guy, and I feel like he's probably closer to 20 than 10, maybe get up to 15. I still think that as good of a route runner as he is, big play guy. It seems like he's willing to block too. Something about that scheme's got to help wide receivers look good. It seems like he's always, wide open for the most part.
Brian, can you explain to me how after a pretty subpar preseason game in which he got injured. Your colleague at the Post-Gazette, Jerry Dulac, is saying that Troy Fautanu will be the starting right tackle and that there's more of a competition at left tackle. I would have thought after an average game and an injury, right tackle would be more of a position battle. What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, for Mr. You can't box without sparring, Mike Tomlin, who loves to also say he doesn't want to speculate on matters like that come the regular season. I was sort of surprised to see that. Jerry, you know, wrote it very authoritatively, so I don't at all doubt what he's been told, but I do wonder if the Steelers are maybe trying to frame things a little bit as, hey, one bad performance with a minor injury doesn't mean this guy is going to be a bust. Everybody pumped the brakes. He was doing well. That Mike Tomlin said that on the record the other day, that he liked his trajectory before the game. And basically nothing to see here. He's going to be fine. So I think there's the truth's probably somewhere in the middle. I long thought he'd have a better chance of starting week one than Broderick Jones did a year ago because of his experience. But he doesn't have much experience at right tackle. So I'm very much staying tuned on this one. And I think plans can change. Another Tomlinism, hardcore plan, but stay light on your feet, right?
Brian, what are they doing with Broderick Jones here? What's going on? Like, are they jerking this guy's chain for reasons that we in the general public don't know? I know Jerry's indicated that it's likely he wins the competition at left tackle, but why are they even floating the idea that there is one right now between he and Dan Moore?
I think Broderick's got such a higher ceiling than the other two, and he's such an easygoing, you know, everything rolls off of his back type of young guy. Like, he doesn't know what he doesn't know in the NFL. And every time we talk to him from a media to player standpoint, he's always like, I don't care. As long as I'm on the field, left, right, I can do both. It's fine. It's whatever. I'm guessing he probably tells the coaches the same thing. So to me, he's definitely going to be in there, and they're not so much worried about, oh, he needs to get comfortable at left or at right. They truly think he can do it on either side, and you know, the other spot will play out as it does. You can argue whether that's the right thing for a young guy or not, but he seems to have the right mentality about all of it.
Brian, is there a chance that Saturday night Justin Fields starts and Russell Wilson comes into the game second? And if that happens, what will that tell you about the Steelers quarterback situation?
I think there's a chance, because they do alternate reps almost seemingly randomly at times in practice. But I don't know that it'd be great for the optics, so I wouldn't bet on that happening. I think my most likely scenarios would be Russ starts, Fields comes in second, Russ doesn't play at all until the third season or the third preseason game, and then what you just laid out there. I mean, Mike Tomlin can talk his way around anything, certainly, and those of us who are there at practice all the time can tell you that, you know, Russ is getting more reps and ramping up each day. But I just think it would look a little bit strange if, and that would also mean Russ is probably playing with the second teamers more than Fields. And that would sort of be odd as well, and not what we've seen on the practice field.
How much did Zach Frazier help his cause with the way he played against Houston, Brian?
I think immensely. And it was sort of the culmination of the way he'd been practicing the two or three days leading up to that. I think you can tell that Mike Tomlin really likes him. You can tell the players really like him. I mean, Kyle Allen spoke very highly of him after the game, being wise beyond his years. So I think they're still being fair to Herbig, a guy who hasn't really played poorly in practice. Even the snaps, I think, were, I'd probably put those more on Fields than him. But, you know, Frazier, he was drafted to be this guy. He's someone else who has a ton of college experience. I think it's only a matter of time before he gets in there as a starter, more so than Troy Fautanu. And they actually didn't give him as many first-team reps yesterday and Sunday as they thought they would coming off the game. But again, I think it's a matter of when, not if, he's starting.
At Who was Brian Batko, Steelers training camp MVP in 2024?
Well, not over yet, but man, I guess I would, on the offensive side, I'd probably go Justin Fields, just because I didn't expect him to look as good as he has. And you have to wait the quarterback position more than you like. I like what I've seen from Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller, but none of those guys or a Jonathan Ward, but none of them are moving the meter as much as a quarterback who might have a little bit more meat on the bone than we thought coming out of OTAs and minicamp.
Brian Batko on a day off from practice, one more tomorrow, then a joint session with the Bills at Acrisure on Thursday, play them Saturday. Brian, thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. Sorry to all the Aussie fans out there. Mea culpa.
Bye, Brian. Isn't he from the Bay Area?
That's just one of my favorite random things ever.